All right. Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs. 989-529-8167. A routine basketball practice turned into a police matter after a confrontation between a parent and a teenage player left the student with a bloody nose. Investigators say the incident happened December 21st at Kingston High School during a junior varsity practice where a parent was reportedly taking part in drills with the team. At some point, authorities allege the adult threw a basketball that struck a 16-year-old player directly in the face. The teen suffered a nosebleed, prompting a police response and an incident report. That report has now been sent to the Tuscola County Prosecutor's Office for review. As of midweek, no criminal charges have been filed, while investigators continue to examine what exactly happened inside the gym that day. And here's some recent sentencings in the Huron County 52nd Circuit Court. Travis D. Deering of Owendale, probation violation, 60 days in jail with credit for 3 days served, unsuccessfully discharged from probation. Raymond J. Parrott, Port Austin, assault, 1 year in jail with credit for 60 days served, to be held in abeyance, 2 years of probation, $200 in fines. Rita Rose King of Fillion, assaulting a police officer, 180 days in jail with credit for 2 days served, sentences to be served concurrently. Jeffrey John Laba, Harbor Beach, aggravated assault, 45 days in jail. An Ingham County Sheriff's deputy has been cleared of any criminal wrongdoing after acting in self-defense when fatally shooting a knife-wielding man, Attorney General Dana Nessel announced. The deputy shot and killed Cameron Joel Cothern, 27, after an encounter in April of last year, and footage released by the sheriff's office showed an armed Cothern running toward a police vehicle. A second video showed Cothern jumping a barrier and running toward police with two knives. The deputy ordered Cothern to drop his weapons more than a dozen times. The deputy later fell to the ground as Cothern lunged toward him, at which point the deputy fired his pistol 3 times, fatally striking him. Law enforcement officers have the same privilege of self-defense as anyone else, Nessel said. An officer's decision about the level of force necessary to control an individual will be based on the officer's perception of the threat and the subject's apparent ability to carry out that threat. Under all of the facts and circumstances presented, the department concluded that the Ingham County Sheriff's Deputy acted in self-defense and defense of their fellow responding officer when they fatally shot Cameron Cothern. We'll be right back.
Mirror, on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
A mid-Michigan murder case tied to a Saginaw Township motel is moving closer to sentencing after a suspect entered a no-contest plea in court. Prosecutors say 46-year-old Daniel Varnes accepted responsibility for 3 criminal counts, including second-degree murder and torture, in the killing of Teresa Johnson. Investigators say Johnson was found dead inside a room at the Roadway Inn and Suites on St. Mary's Lane on September 1st of 2024. An autopsy determined she died from numerous traumatic injuries. Authorities allege Varnes kept Johnson's body inside the motel room for roughly 2 days before it was discovered. Court proceedings had been delayed for months while doctors evaluated whether Varnes was mentally capable of standing trial. After completing a competency evaluation, he was ruled able to understand the charges and participate in his defense. By entering a no-contest plea, Varnes does not formally admit guilt, but accepts that the court can treat the charges as proven. When he turns for sentencing later, he faces a prison term expected to exceed 3 decades. And ICE agents detained two men, including one reportedly claiming he is an American citizen, Wednesday at an apartment complex near Ypsilanti. At least four agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and other federal agencies were captured on video detaining two men around 9 a.m. March 4th in the parking lot of Aspen Chase Apartments. The ICE agent with the white hair was beating him with a baton, Gloria Sendejo, an immigration advocate who filmed the incident, said. And I started yelling, "They're beating him! They're beating him with a stick!" ICE did not respond to a request for comment about the detainments and the claim that one of the men is an American citizen. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs, 989-529-8167. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.